We are on Daf, Peivor, Amid Beis, towards the top of the Amid. Let us just start from the Memra of Rav. Zimnin Omar Rav Teitzei. There were times that Rav said, the Mishnah holds, if she got married with one of these three Gittin Psulim, it's Teitzei. Zimnin Omar Rav Loiseitzei. Another time she said, it's loiseitze, hokeitze. So the Gemara says, yesh lo bonim, if children were born through the marriage that came about through this get, it's loiseitze, because through teitze, there will be a itzos las of the kashchas abonim. Since we hold that the bonim are kosher from these gittin, so we said loy seitzei to ensure the kashrus and the reputation of the bonim. Ein lo bonim peitzei. Ein lo bonim, then the din is teitzei. Mosiv mazutre bartuvia. We learned bekulon shahayu behen sofik kedushin a sofik geirishin. We're speaking about a Tzoras Elve. So like this, the halacha is, a Tzoras Elve is potter min achlitza min ayibu, because the Elve patters the Tzor. What if this Tzoras Elve, the Elve, shahoyu behen sofik kedushim, that means is a sofik, if this Elve ever got married to the mace, Aisafik Gerishin, or there's Aisafik if the Elve ever became Nizgarish from the mace, gave her a get to play the Misasa. So now the Tzore is Aisafik Tzoras Elve. Maybe she never was a Tzoras Elve, maybe she became Aisoras Elve, or maybe not. So the loch is arei elu chelzeis v'loi misyab. So asofik tzoras elve, we cannot permit yibum, because maybe she is a tzoras elve, but she needs chalitza because maybe she's not a tzoras elve and she's zekuke. She's a zekuke, so therefore she cannot get married till the yavam gives her chalitza. Keitzad sofik kedush. What is a case of sofik kedush? A sofik that the Elva became the Skadish. Zorik lo kedushin, sofik korev lo, sofik korev lo, yzeo sofik kedushin. What is the case of sofik gerushin? Sofik gerushin are the three cases of our Mishnah. Kosav bechsav yodoi vein olav edim, yesh olav edim vein beizman, yesh beizman vein bei eloi dechot. So this is a din of a sofik geirishin. We do not assume that she's a vada grusha, that there should be a din yibum on the tzore. But leidach gisa, she zicha has a din grusha till she has a din the grusha that she needs chalitza al kaponim, that she's not a tzoras elve. The amret loy seitzei, so the Gemara asks a kasha, according to you, Rav, you say sometimes loy seitzei. So let's now understand this. You have here a tzoras elve. That means, let's say, the tzore was a tzore with bitoy shel hayova. That was the elder. Now, the mace gave her a get, one of these gitten, and she got married to someone else, and she had children from that person. So now, you, Rav, say that lo seitzei. So, we don't chepper with the issues. We say the get is a good get, and fine, we don't want to shepherd the children in any way, so we say lo seitze. Now, if a person, if the Yavam will look at this halacha, that the erve is lo seitze, there's no problems at all with the get, lo seitze, so the Yavam might decide to be miyabim the tzoret. Well, if the erve is geget, I see klal the erve is geget, the rabbonim are not saying anything that the next husband has to give her a get. We're samech on the first get. They're married and it's lo seitze. So that spells out that the tzoret is not a tzoret's erve. So Memele, so the Yovan might come to be Miyabim the Tzorah. So this is Akash and Rab. That means if we would say Seitze, so it's very good. The Yovan will never come to be Miyabim the Tzorah. He sees it's obsessed. Not as a posha to get. It's Seitze. We can't rely on the get. So then who, if we can't rely on the get, so that means maybe she's a Tzorah self. Well, if she's a Tzorah self, it won't be Miyabim. But if the halacha is that lo seitze, so this could bring about that the yavam might be miyabim the tzoret. So if yamrut lo seitze, tzorosa osi li yavumi, he might come and be miyabim the tzoret. So the Gemara says, no, what'll be tis yavam? So let it be miyabim. A calamity will not occur. Ve'ein bekach klum. Shosha de Rabbonani. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Vekulam. Chomesh esrei aroye shamru shapaitre sere seimen achalitze. Im hoyu behen le baleim hameis. Kedushei sofik. Oy she girshon lifnei moisoi girushei sofi. If they were kedushei sofi or girushei sofi, nimtzei tzarasa sofi she tzaras elva pture sofi sheine tzaras elva. Skukal yova. Rei elu atzaris chilzais shema zekukehi. Veloi misyab mois. Shema ein ze kuke unim ze neise ye shach shloi be makem mitze. Now what is the case? What is zeh usofi geirishin? The kimin dem bereise kosher ze kuke tzaros al yavo. So she zokek, that's why she needs chalitze. Be amret lo yseitze im niseis begetze osel amein megetze ma'alye. So the Yavam might come and be miyam the tzorah. Meshaninon, so the Gemara answers this Yavam. So what will be if it will be miyam of ein bekach kluma, kloima? I osi li yevume loy ichbis lon kulei hai. That means, don't take the words ein bekach klum like it doesn't matter that... You have to take this with a grain of salt. We zikha do not want that the people should assume she's a vadai in a fellow's liibu. We passel the get that people should assume that she is a tzara selva. So we don't want yibu. Oh, but yosi liibum, if he will be miyabma le ichpes lon kulei hai, the nigze ho otoho. That means, what are you asking? You're asking that how could we say loy seitze if you say loy seitze? So memele he might come to be miyabim the tzoret. So what should be? So you're asking we should say seitze, which will bring about a laz on the bonim, in order that he should not come to be miyabim the tzoret. So Rashi says, the kivin, the kosher midiraisha. They give the kosher midaraisa, since the get is kosher mina teire. So mina teire, she is not a tzores erbe. No, midarabonon, she's a tzores erbe. That's right. Midarabonon's apostle gets, midarabonon's is apostle, so midarabonon, she's a din of a tzores erbe. Obach shosher, the rabonon baalmei. So now the whole thing is achshash, he might be over anissa the rabonon. I think it's better the lav tzora servi. She's not a tzora servi. Minatera, she's not a tzora servi. The rabbonah gave a din of a tzora servi. So, Memele, they weren't choishish. They didn't say that there should be a din of teitzei in order to prevent shaloi tishyabim. Because the filo shall be nishyabim. The calamity is not so great. So, Memele, so they kept the din of loiseitze in order to shield and protect the bonim. And the worst that could happen might be oiva nisa da rabono. No. Not too gefella. Shosha da rabono. So ni achshash might come to be oiva nisa da rabono. Levi ama li'oilam le'seitze. Levi holds le'oilam le'seitze that the Lord is no bonim is le'seitze. V'chein ama Rabbi Yochanan le'oilam le'seitze. V'chein ama lo Rabbi Yochanan le'vnei Rab Chalafte de'min chayfer de'min hune. Rabbi Yochanan told the children of Rab Chalafte. Hochi Amar Abuchain Lo'ilam Lo'iseitze. Rav Yochanan told them that their father also helped Lo'iseitze. Then he told them something else that Rav Chalafte had said, another member of Rav Chalafte. V'kartzis Sheba Omer. Now Kartzis Sheba Omer is a type of a large fly that finds itself by the tvua, it breathes by the tvua. So Rabbi Yochanan told them that Rabbi Chalafte said, "Eina peiseles b'meichatos." If we'll see that this karzis is sucking some of the water of the meichatos, so we'll not parcel the water. Will not passel the meichatos. So the Gemara asks, let's first figure out what's happening over here. My karzis, what is this karzis? Omar Abaye, didafte de beine kipi. This is this say large insect, a fly, that is by the tvue, by the amorim of tvue. Let us see Rashi. Look, Rashi, lo ilam lo yseitze v'afilu ein lo bonim. O kartzi sheba omer, v'ayt shmu azu amar avichem, if I said another halacha, the kartzi hanimtzeis ba'amorim eine peiseles b'meichatas im shosos mehem. If it drank from meichatas, it doesn't pass. Yeah, let us see further. So these two things he had said. Mosiv Rav Daniel Barav Katine. So Rav Daniel asked Akasha, and this member of Rav Chalafte, we learned a Mishnah, Kol ha'oifos poislim b'meichatos. All oifos that drink from the meichatos will passel the meichatos. Chutz min ha'yoyne, a yoine will not passel mibnei shemaitzetzes. That means a yoine sucks out whatever a yoine drinks, it sucks out, and nothing goes back from the mouth of the yoine into what it drank from. Mashein came. All other oifis, when they drink, it could very easily occur that some of the liquid that entered their mouths will spill out and go back into the meichatos. Al koponim, there is only one oif that
is kosher, a yoine. Now, according to Rav Chalafte, it should have said a karsis is also kosher. That's what he held. A karsis is also maitzit. V'imise nisni chutz mi yoine v'karsis. So the Gemara answers, you're right. He could have said karsis, but he didn't want to speak about karsis like psikolei. Because the gedoyla loy poslo ktana poslo. We can't say a blank statement a karsis doesn't passel. Because it matters the age of the karsis. A young karsis, a small karsis, does passel. And it gets larger, then it doesn't passel, then it's maitzis. Va'at kame, Omar Rab Yirmi v'teim Rab Ami at kezayit. That means this karsis, this fly, if it's less than a kezayis, so that's called a ktano, that will passel. When it grows and becomes the size of a kezayis or larger, then it won't passel anymore. So therefore, the Mishnah did not want to get into the protim and say sometimes yon, sometimes nit. That's why the Mishnah said there's only one oif that never passels, and that's a yain. Let us see Rashi. Mibnei shemaitzetzis, this is the yoine. Ve'eino marzeres mimayim shebepiyo. Lachze uletavteich b'seich hakli. The water that entered her mouth will not re-enter the meichatas. This nan hosom, we learned in Masechtas Parah, shosses men behemo chaye v'oif psulim. So the Mechatas is possible, mipnei shemakiyim mipiyem l'seicham, because they excrete from their mouths back into the Mechatas. V'kvar botlu b'fiyem miteiras Mechatas. And while it was in their mouths, so it became really botl. So it's a possible of Mechatas, so they will come back into the Mechatas, so we have a taruvis of posel mechatos together with kosher mechatos. Let's go further, and then we'll try to explain a little better. Didavte zvuv godo kemin chogo, like a locust. The beini kipi hanimtzo bein hamorim, between the amorim of true. Ad kamo hiktano oposlo ad kezayis. Mekezayis amaylo hi gedoylo v'loy poslo. From a kezayis and further is a gedoylo v'loy poslo. Now, the Chedushi Aran says, Osi Tosis also speaks about it, what is this psul that an oif, if an oif is sucking out some of the meichata, so it becomes posel in the mouth of the oif, or the chayim behemeh, and the water that comes back into the meichatas passels the meichatas. So what is the psul of the water? Ashi says, became bottle, b'teiras meichatas, fa bottle b'piyem, b'teiras meichatas. There's a psul. The Chiddush Aran says there's a psul of Hesach Hadas, that Mechatos is posel of Hesach Hadas. It can be Mesiach Das. And when it's in the mouth of the Bahim Mechayim Oif, he's Mesiach Das from the Shmira of the of this Mechatos. So Mamela, that's why it's posel. That's what the Chiddush Aran says. And the Ritva wants to say, the Pasuk says, Mayim Chayim Al Keli, that the water that enters the Keli has to be Mayim Chayim. It has to be direct from a spring. It has to be Mayim Chayim Al Keli. So even though there was, Mechatas was speaking about that you were Mekadosh the Mayim Chayim. That means he took Mayim Chayim al Kelin, you had Eifa Poland, it was mixed together, and now you have an entity called Meichatos. But it seems it loses this Maila of Mayim Chayim when it enters now the mouth of a behema chaya boy, so mamele, it loses this mile. Now it already entered a different reshus, the mouth of a behema chaya boy, so it loses the shame mayim chayim. So the whole mechatos becomes possible. He says, Kozman, the status did not change. There was Mayim Chayim in a keli, and then you put Efer Pol in it. So that's cool. So that's Mechatos. So you have the ingredients of Mayim Chayim El Keli plus Efer Chatos. But the minute that's kosher Mechatos. But the minute it went back into a mouth of a behemah chayim oif, so it loses this status. So now it's posel mechatos. That's how the Ritter wants to say pshat and Rashi. Now the shaila is the small amount that the animal or the bird drank, the zichem b'stoma roiv kineged this small amount. So why doesn't it become bottle b'roiv? The whole thing becomes posel shemesh. Why doesn't it become bottle b'roiv? So Rabbi Chanan asked this kasha, and Rabbi Chanan says, Araya, from this halacha to the Einig Yontef. The Einig Yontef is a Merdik Einig Yontef, and other achayinim, that say, a gewaldike yesod in bittel. That the din of bittel is, that it loses bittel, the process of bittel means that the cheskoines, that something had, dissolve, get lost through the process of bittul. For example, I have over here, let's say, yovish b'yovish. So I have three pieces of meat. One meat, one piece of meat, they look exactly the same. One is one, three steaks, three steaks. Each are a pound of steak. One is 100% treif, and the other two are glatt kosher. And they got mixed up all three pieces. I mean, a teir echad betreif bottle, glatt eat all three. There's a din bittel b'roiv. So the din bittel b'roiv accomplishes that there was an issa on one of these three pieces. The issa becomes bottle. It dissolves. It gets lost. It's not awesome. Fine. That is when the problem is you have something wrong with it, the wrong goes away. That's a din bittul. The Einig Yontef klels a shaila. What will the din be? He speaks about tzitzis, let's talk about matzah. We'll talk about matzah that we want to have matzah, l'shem, matzah, smitzvah, and we had a whole bunch of matzahs was made, mamish, l'shem, matzah, smitzvah, then we find out one of the women who was needing this, she was a goite. She was a Russian. She didn't know nothing. She's mamash a goite, and she's a lav not lishmo, not l'shem matzah mitzvah, anything. She wasn't saying the whole thing was a joke. What they were saying l'shem matzah mitzvah. She was cursing them in Russian, whatever. So now we look at this big pile of matzahs. All of them are thin, crisp matzahs, but we have to know between you and me and these 100 matzahs, there are 2 matzahs which are not lishmo. So now let us say a din bittel. So the din bittel will say, well, since 98 are lishmo, so we'll say, out the process of bittel, so we'll say the mile of the roiv will be added on to these 2 matzahs. They'll also become lishmo. Also din bittel, it will gain miles. It will add up. So the Einig Yontef says, bittel can take off. If there's something wrong with it, it'll dissolve. It's not here anymore. Nothing's wrong with it. But to put on, to make it what it's not, there's no koyach in bittel to do such a thing. For example, there's the same thing, Tzabayish, but what'll be if we'll have let's speak about another case. You'll have, let's say, 3 pieces of meat. 2 pieces are nevela, real treif. 1 piece is glatt kosher. So let's say bittel b'rov. So now the glatt kosher meat should become Nevele. And if a person will eat one piece of meat, I'll give him malchus. It's nevele. No such thing. Bittel doesn't put on halachas. Bittel only dissolves. It takes off, but it can't put on. So Mamela is Dr. Abulchanan. Over here we need Mayim Chayim. Over here we need the there shouldn't be Yasach Hadas. We need something positive. It has to be Shomul. It has to be... So this small amount, how small and minute it might be, but it's it can't change. Reiv will never be able to fix it. So Mamela, that's why it is possible. That's why the whole mechatzis becomes possible, because one of the drops are gonna one of the drops is going to go on a person, and it could be that drop. Let us see Taisvis, Sarak La Kedushin Safekov, Pek Baldachim Baik, Vila Begerishin Safekov, Loi Lektoni. It doesn't say that that's the case of Safekerishin, Muforishlo. Kola Oifis, Paisal Mechatos, Taime, Mishim Shetechi, Yusei Bekli. So Taisvis mentions this time, and the Rishash is Moira, and Taisvis and Psochim, Taisvis says Klor, that the whole Psu, Din of Chiyusim Bekli, is when it entered the Kli, it has to be Chiyus and Kli. The minute it entered the Kli, so Taisim Sachem says Klo, there's no more Psul of Chiyus and Kli. Not like the Ritva says in Rashi. So it's a steal, that's the Rishash's Kasha and Taisim Sachem. Avo Mishum Meloche Ein Nifsalache Kiddush Kedemrinin Besefri. It's not that there's no Psul Meloche. A fool would consider like a Meloche was done with it. That's not considered a Meloche. Let us go further. Rabbi Lazar Oima, now we hear in the Mishnah, Shloisha Gittim Psulim, Rabbi Lazar said that all these Gittim, Afa Pi Shein Olav Eidim, in Moschei Bifne Eidim, it's kosher, and Rabbi, this is the famous Rabbi Lazar, Eidim Mesirikals. Oma, Rabbi Yehuda, Oma, Rab, Haloche, Kerabolozer, Begitten. By Gitten, you'll take a get without any Eidich Sime, you'll give it over, Bifnei Eidim Mesire, it's a kosher get. Ki Amrise, Kamei de Shmu, when this was said over to Shmu, Oma, Af Bishtoris, not only by Gitten we pass an Eidim Mesire Kaos, by Shtoris we also pass an Eidim Mesire Kaos. Frag the Gemore, the Rav Sovar Bishtoris Loi? Rav holds Bishtoris. The Eidim Mesire doesn't help? Haktoni, the Goyvim and the Chosem Mishubodim. It says in the Mishnah, the Goyvim and the Chosem Mishubodim. Before we get involved in Rashi, this is talking about Shtoris. Shtar Milve. So you see that Eidim Mesire is good by Shtoris also. So Rav was wasting the Hakalach B'Lozer Begitten. So the Gemara says as follows. Rav Elozer Tarti Oma. Rav Elozer holds, you're right. He holds Eidim Mesire helps by Gitten. Eidim Mesire helps by Shitre Raya also. Rav Sova Kevosei Bechode Poligalei Bechode. But Rav is, I'm not saying what Rav Elozer holds. I'm saying what I hold L'Aloche. Rav holds halacha kabbalos begitten. My shtoris we don't hold like him. Let us see Rashi. Vahalacha kabbalos begitten the eide mesire karsi vafil mepsula darapsula darabon alek. Avoloi b'shtoris. And Rashi says, what is the reason of Rav? Tersiv behem by shtoris it says uchsoif b'sefer b'chasoim. This is speaking about Chayre Shitrei Raya. V'yirmiyeh b'sefer ha-mikne. So there you need chsime. The Pasuk says clearly you need chsime. And Shmuel says afilu b'shtoris. The hosom eitz etoy v'kamash melom neitikon ha-oilom. I mean, that was the Pasuk gave us directions how to make a shtar mikne. So the Torah is telling us, and the Pasuk is telling us, and it's a Torah, that it should, it'll be much more, the Birr will last much longer if you write Eidach Siman. Fragt die Gemara, wo Aktoni Masnissen goyve menachosem mishabodim, im Shtahu. So the first half of Rashi is very good. So, I mean, we see it helps by Shtoris also. So, why could Rav say only by Gittin? Now Rashi says a second halach. Oy getzer, or maybe it's speaking about a get, goyve ksube menachosem mishabodim. But the ksube, you could be goyve menachosem mishabodim. This nan be ksubes, oitzio get, ve'ein imoi ksube, goyve ksuboso, goyve ksuboso. Now let's just understand what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying that Bemisin, that our Mishnah is not speaking about Shar Shtoris, but that what the Gemara is proving from our Mishnah, which is only speaking about get, that it helps by Shar Shtoris. Because it says, Goyven Achosim Mishabodim is speaking about a get. Now let's just try to explain the case. Let's say the case is speaking about B'mokim Shein Kaisim Ksubit. A place they didn't write a Ksubit, but there was no need to write a Ksubit. It's at my bezden that that Tanai Bezdin, that every marriage has to come with a Chiyuv Ksubit, so even though it was not written, it's a Chiyuv Ksubit, fine. And now, her husband gave her a get, now she is the get, so by, now she can go to the Lekuches, the get is proof that she's Giget, and a woman needs a Ksubit, so she came on from the Lekuches with this get, her Ksubit. He said, the get in her hands is proof that they owe her a Ksubit. I mean, the Zichah was a Chiyuv Ksubit from before, that meant Tanai Bezdin, a Shaila. Shaila, who says he owes you? Maybe you're still married. No, I have the get. So the get is proof that she was the get, so he came on from the Chosem Mishabot. So that's the Gemara's kasha. There's a kasha, the Rashbam, the Ritva Eskan Rashi, the Shibud, when do you mom? From your mom from the, when she got married. We have to find out, when she got married. If you're the mom from Lekuches, you zichah have to know when she got married. That's the, no, maybe there's no machloikas after. No, she got married. In Shnas Tovshin Nun, she got Geget Tovshin Samach Beis. So she comes to the Lekuches, who purchased the Kaka Tovshin Nun Beis, purchased the Kaka. Everyone knows she got married Tovshin Nun, there's no Shaila. So she comes, and I'm Geget, right, so you're Geget, and I was married Tovshin Nun, yeah, well, 100%, and you bought this Tovshin Nun Beis, yeah, 100%. You owe me the Zakoil, my Ksuba, the Zakoil, you damn should have bought it, Tavshin and Beis. No, I got married, and some money in the Ksuba. Fine. So, where do we see over here that it helps by Shtoris? The Shibud, the Schuz Gviyah from the Lekuches, not because of the Get. The Get is only a proof that she's Geget, but the Ksuba she's money from when she got married from Tavshin Nun already. That the Shibud was called Tavshin Nun. So the Rashbam and asks on Rashi, so if the Mishnah is only speaking about a get, so where do we see that Eid Mesira help by Shtoris? I mean, if the Mishnah is speaking about a Shtar Ksuba and your money from the Shtar Ksuba, and the Mishnah says there was no Eid Chsim, only Eid Mesira. Oh, so you see that. That Eid Mesira works, that's create a Shibud. So see, it works by Shah, not only by Get. But here we're not speaking about, the Ksuba is Yemoning Alts Maisa Bezen. This is only a proof that she's Geget. So where do we see that Eid Mesira helped by Shah Shtoris? That's the Kasha that they ask on Rashi. The Taisus HaRosh in the Avgimel Omed Beis emphasizes that Memerson, it seems that's what Rashi said over here also. Let us perhaps elaborate a little. Rashi brought down that there's a posik because of the Sefer v'chassoyim. There's a din, so Rav held as follows. Rav held, a get has two functions. One function of a get is it's a Sefer krisus. It divides between the husband and wife. Fine. That a belozer holds either mesire karsi, it can become a sefer krisus, sefer is gematria shtar, it becomes a shtar, that it was nimsa bifnei edim, afo pishen olav edim, moschel olav bifnei edim, kosher, it's a shtar, it gets a shame shtar, that it was nimsa bifnei edim, that's for the mesire. Fine, that gets a dim shtar. But now you want to, so to create gerishin, that edim mesire karsi. To use this get as a shtar raya, not using it as a shtar, you're proving that she was geget. I mean, here's the papers, nothing left. I mean, they had the mesira, fine. That now you're using this shtar as a shtar raya. I have a gzeres akosum. Ksoiv b'seifa v'chasoim. That means, in hilchis shtar raya, there's a gzeres akosum, you need a b'chasina. Unless it's a dechokim say it's a toive kamash, no, this exeris akosu, that in order to get a same shame shtar to rely on this, we need davke chsime. That's what the Rosh seems to say. I mean, between you and me, lechere, it's not so poshut. I mean, if Adam said that she got this get, they recognized the get, and then they saw this get, so she's geget, so finish, what's there to talk about? But perhaps we could be mamtik a little bit. There's another din in Hilchus Shtar. That means, when I have a shtar, the shtar is, let's say by a shtar halvo, for 1 minute, let's talk about a shtar halvo. A shtar halvo is not only proof that I lent Reuven money. A shtar halvo is proof that if I'm holding the shtar, that the money wasn't paid up. That's hilchis shtoris. Shtorcho biyodi, my boy, that's me hilchis shtoris, that if I have a shtar, this is proof that the money that was owed to me was not paid up. Fine. That's hilchis shtoris. Now, this get that she has, let's just, after she give her the ksubi, you take away the get from her. We'll not leave her with this get. Because this get is really saying two statements. One statement is saying that she's geget, and the ksubi was, her husband owed her a ksubi. But number two, the get is saying she wasn't paid up to ksubi. Now, this already is hilchus shtoris. So memele, so that lechayr is pshat in the places harosh. That means if she can be goyve the ksube with a get, so you see the get is hilchus shtoris, also shtori raya. Then there's no chilik a get or a shtar halvo. If eidim mesire can give it a teire shtar legabi hilchus mominis, that you can't say I paid up. So lechayre, I would be a raya, unless we'll say there it works off my sebestin, for different reason. You have to get really involved in the sugya of there, which I'm not involved about kaponim. This is what the Taisus HaRosh says. Zot the Gemara weiter. וכן אומר רבי יעקב ורידי אמר רבי ישוע בלוי הלוך יקרה בלוזו בגיטן. ויפסנו בלוזו בגיטן. רבי יענו יאמר, אפילו ריח הגט אין בוי. If there's aid in Masira, there's not even a ריח הגט. She's muta lakuna. Like the Gemara, רבי יענו, less like the Rabbi Loza. What do you mean? You don't pass going to Rabbi Loza. So, you know, הכי כמה, לרבונו, according to the Rabbonu, הוא אחוי לכאן Rabbi Loza, אפילו ריח הגט אין בוי, aid in Masira, they're not even make a ריח הגט. וכן אמר רבי יוסי ברב חנינא אמר ריש לקיש הלוכה רבי לוזו בגיטן רבי יוחנן אמר אפילו ריח הגט אין בוי ואמר רבי יוחנן לא עשה את הרבי לוזו זה לא לרבי לוזו אורי כמה לרבונן אפילו ריח הגט אין בוי fine. Sholach le Rab Abba bar Zavde le Mori Bama. Rab Abba bar Zavde sent to Mori Bama. Boy minei me Rav Huna halochek Rab Elozer begitten oyein halochek. Ask Rav Huna, if we begitten, how do we pass it? Fine. At a hochi, by the time this message got over to Rav Abba bar Zavde, Rav Abba bar Zavde was able to visit Rav Huna, noch nafshei de Rav Huna. So Rav Huna was nifta, so we lost the opportunity to find out how Rav Huna holds valoche. Omar le Rabbe berei, but Rabbe Rav Huna's son was around, so he said, hochi yoma abe mishmei de Rav. Halachic Rabbalosa begit. Not hey, but my father said I have a messiah from my father. My father held we do pass not Rabbalosa. The Rabbi said, I'll tell you something else also. Other paiskim. Rabbi Seinu habakiyim bedvar halacha. Mishum Rabbeinu. They said in the name of Rav, Amru halachic Rabbalosa begit. The Omar Rav Chomi Barguye, these were Rabbi Seinu. Omar Rav, Halachic Rav Elozer begit. That they said, Ike da Amri, that the Rabbi said a different statement. The Chavireinu, our Chavirem, Habakim Bidvar Halachic, the Talmidei Rabbeinu, Mishum Rabbeinu, and the Talmidim of Rav, Mishem Rav, Omar Halachic Rav Elozer begit. So what does that mean? So his source of knowledge is, the Omar Rav Chizde. Rav Chizde was a ben doiroi of Rabbe. So Rav Chizde, who was Chavireinu, became Belocha. These were the poiskim of Chavireinu, it's a murder kaloshin. Chavireinu became Bedvar Halocha. By his others, was a different miktsoya of Halocha. Achavirem were learning the Halocha kailu, you know. They said, Mishem Talmide Rabbeinu, they said already from Rav Chama Bar Gurye, who was a Talmud of Rav, Amarav Alocha Belozer Begitten, Brenk Yosarovna Marabelozer, Marav Alocha Belozer Begitten. So we see that, all the Amiroim Paskin like Rabelozer Begitten. Let's see what Rashi says. Talti Omar Begitten Ushtaris, Reich Haged Liposu Bekunda Lahachme Becholshken Lahate. Nothing. Zog de Mishne weiter. Shnayim sheshalchu shnei gitten shoven. There were two people, and the name was Yosef ben Shimon, and they both had wives, Rochel bas Moshe. And they both decided to be megarish their wives, and they both made one shliach to go to give Rochel bas Moshe. Each Rochel bas Moshe get. Remember, the get in your right hand is from this Yosef. One in your left hand is dust. And he was holding it the whole time, and then he had a sneeze. He put it down, and boom, got mixed up. So now we were stuck. I don't know which get was written for which Rochel bas Moshe. No problem. Nice and shneim lezu, shneim lezu. So give both of them. One of them is a good one. I don't know which one. We'll give both of them. Lefichach. But since you have to give both of them in order to ensure that Rochel's geget, Ovad Echad Mehem, what if you lost one of them? So finished. Reya Sheini Bottle. So we can't use the second one, because I have the faintest hour. I don't know which Rochel Bas Moshe it is. So I'm getting to new problems yet. Give the both of them, and there'll be a suffocation. So finished. Reya Sheini Bottle. So then you don't use it anymore. That's case number one. Case number two. Chamisha shekosvu klal besoy chaget. There was a multiple get. In one get, there was written that five people They want that one gets, five people get five wives. Klal b'soich haget, ish pleini migarish, pleinis, pleini, pleinis. Ve'edim elamato, and then you have, now this is, if you know how expensive a get is, here we have one get, five people, two, edim, boom, this was mamish, this is dirt cheap, it's a memele, ve'edim elamato, kulong sheikh. And then, when this is given over, this is, you make a ceremony, you give to this one, and to this one, and she gives it back, and to this one. There's a problem the Chazon Eish asks, by a get, it has to be a Sefer HaBikdin, it has to belong to the Bailam. Who does it belong to? You have five, we have, good, we got away with one cipher about Kaponim, we wrote five names, but who does the paper belong to? That's the Chazon Eish's shaila. So the Chazon Eish says, Shanaya shel kulam. All of them, they purchased, it cost a klaf, a chmeis, it cost $100. Each one gave $20. V'chol echod yesh lo ischus lehishtamish boy legarish es ishtoy. And that's what we bought it for, that it's ours to be megarish, our wives. I have to know exactly how this works. I don't know, Teichat Vorem, he says it's not worse than Kosva la Suriya. No, it's Kosha, I don't know exactly. Maybe we hear in the Dorim, Dova Shember Dim Chalukya, you say, Yesh Breire, so when he's using it, it's in Gansanis. When he's using it, it's in Gansanis. I don't know, then, so then it's Mamish. All of this. I don't know, Klal, but Akvonim, that's what the Chazon Eish says. The Chazon Eish says, that that's the story, they all purchased this klaf bedeya that they'll all be able to use it. Now, that is if you have one big get. What if you had five besondere gitten? One paper, you have five besondere gitten, and on the bottom, underneath the fifth get, you have two edim agechasmid. So then, esh edim nikrim imay kosher. So the edim, which are underneath the last get, so that's a kosher get, and that techasmit, and all the other gitim which are on top of it, there's no right all the techasmining on that, so you don't have edim on the other four gitim. Let us see Rashi, shnei gitim shavim b'shmeisehim, harei esheni botod leidin and demaninu, I don't know who it belongs to. So the bottom get, that the signature of the Edom is going on the bottom get, So that's a kosher get. I know that. Avo, Elyonim Psulim, Shemelo Yidu Elalachin, they have no raya from their chsime that they're made on the top kit. Zakti Gemore, Mantane, Omar Rabir Miyadaloi Kabalosa. He says, this Eitzeh, the first case, he had two gittin, that said, Yosef ben Shimon is being Megarish Rochel Bas Moshe. And the Mishnah says, you can give over both gittin to each Rochel Bas Moshe, and they got mixed up, and it's good. The like Rabbalozo, the I Rabbalozo, Kim Domei de Mesiri Karsi, Hilo Yodi Bahai Menayum Kamegarshi. So the Edim do not know when they're witnessing the Messiah's get, they are unaware which get is being given over, which is the right get that is given over for this Rochel Bas Moshe. We'll see, we need the Makshin held, we need Amirmiya held, and we need Nesina Lishma. Zabayom afula tamer abulozo, aimed the boy abulozo ksiva lishmo, nesina lishmo mi boy. You don't need nesina lishmo. Now let us try to understand this gemara. Man tane diktoni, we learned in the Mishnah, diketa kante benoisem shneim lezu shneim lezu. The lake rabbalos, erlik rabmeya. Hilka kol achas mehen misgarashes bishalo. So each one will become megulish, but the get which is really hers, shrei bo le yodo, the aid of sumim boy, it's again in the aidem agechasme. But Rameya, given the lay boy, Eidim Mesire, Shaper Domi. So it's, you're giving over a kosher again. The kol gitten nami mishechosmu ha'eidim einam yoidim lemi yenosem. That means, according to Rameya, the Eidich Sime have no shaykhis at all with the Nesinus haget. That's not their job. They just write a get and may it and asam is chayim, that. The Yosef and Shimon wants to get Rochel Bas Moshe, that he told them, and then they sign on this and finish. What happens later, it's none of their business. So Memele, but they're finished. So a get, which is a safer crisis, is given over to Anisha, finished. It works, it's Megarisha. So according to Rameya, so if the Gitten got mixed up, so Al Kaponim, she eventually got the get which was written for her. So she's geget. There's no problem whatsoever. But according to Rabbi Lozo, Haloyodi Eidim Mesire by Menayo Megarsha, the Eidim Mesire are unaware which get is making the geirusha. Ve'ein zu nesina lishmo. This is not a nesina lishmo. And so Rashi explains, lishmo means mevureres. That means a tenai of lishma is that I have to know what's happening. For example, we had before, if a person has two wives Rochel. He has two wives Rochel. He tells the Sofer, you write the get to the first Rochel that's going to come out of the door. The first Rochel that comes, I want them both. The first Rochel that comes out of the door, you write the get for that Rochel. He's writing the get for that Rochel that's gonna come out of the door first, and then Rochel, the redhead, comes out. So it's a possible get, it's not Lishmo, because it wasn't Mevur. Which Rochel? The Rochel which we'll find out. No. The din Lishmo is, it has to be Mevurer, Bishas, Ksivas, Haget, that you're writing for Rochel, the redhead, and if we don't know, some Emele, so it's a Felton Lishmo. So the one of the conditions of Lishmo means Biru. It has to be clear who it's being written for. So Memele Eidim Mesire Karsi. Let us explain for a minute, I think, the Havamin of the Gemara. That's what the Pelas Chaim says. Because of Lo Sefer Krisus. Lo means Lishmo. So you need Lishmo for the Shem Sefer. Sefer is gematria shtar. A get has to have a Torah shtar. A Torah shtar comes about through Edom. The Edom make it for a shtar. Whatever makes it for a shtar. So the makings of the shtar have to be law. Has to be, when the shtar is being made, it has to be made with a das that it should work for this person. For that, so you need a biller of lishmo b'shas, the creation of the shtar. Now, according to Rab Meir, the shtar is created with the chsime. With the chsime saget, that creates it for the shtar. So the eid chsime have to write lishmo. According to Rabbi Lozor, the shtar gets a Torah shtar, but when the document is given over bifnei eidim. So you have two components that make it for a shtar. You need a document, and it has to be, this document is to be given over bifnei eidim. So the gemara have a meaning that what makes it for a shtar has to be lishmo, and you need both side the ksiva, side in the scene. According to Rab Meir, perhaps we can say another Nakuda that is a beautiful vote from the Cheshek Shloimeh wants to say as follows. When, let's say in the get it says, Yosef ben Shimon is getting Rochel Bas Moshe. That's what they get. And then they Hasman the bottom, Baruch Ben Raphael 8. Fine. So the Cheshek says, what does Baruch Ben Raphael 8 mean? What does the word 8 mean? It means, I am saying that Yosef ben Shimon, I mean, that's 8. 8 means, Baruch Ben Raphael is my name. But 8 means, I am saying that Yosef ben Shimon, that means I'm attesting to what it says before. So by saying the word 8, I am saying that Yosef ben Shimon wants to be Megarish Rochel Bas Moshe. That's what I'm saying. So the whole Nusach Haget is put into this word, in the word 8, I'm repeating whatever it says in the Get. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying whatever is written before. And it has to be said, it has to be lishma, because of law. So this is, but it has to be written, the cause of law is through the Edim who make it for Ashtar. So I'm saying the whole thing. Yosef ben, the Baruch ben Raphael late, I'm saying that Yosef ben Shimon wants Megarish. That's what I'm saying. And this was written lishma. That's the whole Ashtar. So even though the ksiva was not lishma, but you have here the ksiva, which gets concentrated in the word eight. It goes into the word eight. It's capsulized in the word eight. So you have already the whole sefer krisis in the word eight. So that has to be written lishma. Bashenken, according to Rabbi Loza, the Gemara held the whole sefer krisis comes about through two halok. If there's this sefer, you need words there, and then the witnessing of the Mesiras Hashtar, that these two inyonim make it for Hashtar, and that has to be Lishmo. That was the Havamin of the Gemara. He said, the Gemara, just like according to Rameya, that what makes it for Hashtar, that what makes it for a Sefer, has to be Lishmo. So according to Abloza also, and then the Sinai B'fnei Eidim makes it for a Sefer. And somehow, if he doesn't know what's happening, so that's not lishma. Rabbi Loza, kivin d'chsim lishma leibor, kach lishma d'chsim betra kosa v'nosan koi, it's going to have a kosa v'nosan. And the Gemara answers, no, it's going on the whole thing lishma is only on the ksiva of the sefer. Not whatever makes it for a sefer. The Kos av lo, the ksiva of the sefer has to be lishma. So according to Ramei, you're right, the ksiva of the sefer comes about to Yisrael, Foil ben Boruchet. According to Rabbi Lozo, the ksiva of the sefer is what the sefer writes. So there's no need whatsoever that in the senior should be lishma.